today, it's really only like setting in what we've done. Like when we woke up this morning, me and my teammate were like, we're eighth in the world. Like, you know, this is a really, really big deal. We're a small country. How the hell did we get here? Like,
how did you get there, Kelly? I mean, when did you first realize that you firstly loved athletics, but B, were really good at it?
Well, I suppose for me, like, I joined like any other young athlete in my local club in Tyrconnell in Donegal Town, and I joined when I was 8 or 9 years old. And yeah, like, I loved all sports, but running was just, it was my favourite one. That was the one that I stuck at. And and I suppose like that's where the love all started, and I've just stuck at it since. And like my teammates are all the same. Like, you know, they joined like me, young athletes in their local clubs, and I suppose it spirals from there then. And you know, it's a long journey. I suppose I'm 26 now, and I joined when I was 8 or 9, but when you love it, it doesn't feel like a long journey.
Yeah, and that's the one thing from all four of you and all involved in the team. It was, I mean, obviously competing at the very highest level, but not getting lost in the moment, being able to actually enjoy the experience.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the hard part, getting the balance of both. Like, you really want to soak it all up and enjoy the experience, but also you really have to focus in on the task at hand and not get swallowed up by the, you know, by the overwhelm and the excitement and everything. So, like, getting that balance is hard, but, like, we did. And, you know, there was pressure on us in the heat, I suppose, to go out and make sure we would perform. And, like, the odds were against us a little bit, and we really did outperform ourselves. And then when we got to the final, we were go out and actually soak this up and really enjoy it. And we really enjoyed running last night. And sometimes it's hard to do that because you always have pressure on you from yourself and some expectations and everything else. But we loved every minute of it last night, and like we keep saying, the support from the Irish was phenomenal.
Yeah, and when did there become so much razzmatazz around athletics? Seeing the 4 years running out there, it was like you were running out to a wrestling match or a boxing match or something. It's great to see that side of it.
I know, we really came out fighting. Like, the four of us were raring to go for that final. If it was love and passion that would have got the gold medal, like, we would have took it. But we brilliant guidance from our relay coach, Dave McCarthy, and you know, he gave us a really inspiring speech before we went out on the track and the night before. And, like, all of us believed in each other and believed in what we could do. You know, we're four strong athletes. And I suppose just having that belief, and, like, we're competitors all year round against each other. But when you come together on a team, it's all about, you know, working together and doing it for each other. And I suppose that kind of, it brings you together. And, yeah, we're, like, the four of us are good friends as well. And you know, we went out on that track with each other's backs. No matter what was to happen, we were going to be happy leaving the track, knowing that everybody had poured their heart and soul into the performance, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and you would count yourself being from Lahey, wouldn't you, Kelly?
Yes, I am. I'm a proud Lahey woman. Yeah.
So just to lead on to that, so this year, right, let's be very clear about this now. This year we've got a Lahey woman representing Ireland in the finals of the World Athletics Championships. We've a Lahey man in Jason Quigley topping the bill in championship boxing. For a tiny little village in South Donegal, we're not doing too bad, are we?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad at all. We're made of different stuff. There must be something in the water.
Very good. What now? I think you're at the airport and you're heading home. What next, Kelly? There's a bit of a calm down to come from all of this. Obviously, everyone, all of your family in Lahey, of course, there'll be great celebrations. I know in the bar there was big crowds watching you perform in a great atmosphere. But now you get back, a bit of celebration. But then I suppose then back to reality to some extent.
Yeah, back to reality. Like, I'm in my off season now once I get home, so we'll take, you know, break 3 or 4 weeks off training, but back to reality, back to work tomorrow, and I definitely will get home to Donegal this weekend and the celebrations will go on. So I'm just really looking forward to, like, seeing all my family and friends properly and, you know, enjoying my time off now.
And finally, what's your targets now as you take your off season and head towards next season? Are you the type that sort of says, right, this is what I want to achieve in the next season?
Yeah, I suppose, like, at the end of the season, I will sit down with my coaches and we'll set out our targets. Obviously, I'll have individual targets in the four hurdles, but you know, this has really changed the goalpost for me, like making this team and, you know, performing well in it as well. Like it's going to be in my goals going forward for the next few years and making teams and being part of this quartet.
All right, well, listen, fantastic stuff, Kelly. We're also very proud of you, as you would know. The whole country was watching last night, and you did us all so proud, all four of you, and all everyone that has to sort of have a part to get to where you did. Thank you so very much indeed.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone at home, for all the support. It means so much.